Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
I was just looking at a few things. Pre-show here. Just lining a couple of things up. Chris Landry coming up top of hour number two. LandryFootball.com. He'll be with us. His brilliant football mind down there in Baton Rouge. I'm sure he'll have a lot of interesting points for us. In about an hour here on the show. 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Commitmas is December 18th, so we're approaching a month. 1 month out on Commitmas. You are all invited. Anybody you want to bring, they are invited too. The more, the better. Come on the 17th. If you're checking into the Omni, we'll get you a special rate. You need that link to get the rate. And that is at the top of my Twitter feed. If you don't have Twitter and you're not going to get on Twitter, then I can email it to you. Just email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com, and I'll send you that link. You need that link to get the special rate. You're not obligated to get a room at the Omni. If you're just going to drive in and hang out that morning, that's fine too. Either way, we want you there. However it is accommodated, we want you there, and we want anybody you want to bring there. We have unlimited capacity. That's what we're looking at here. And again, we're approaching, what, a month out? December 18th, Wednesday. But the 17th, the festivities begin at the Omni in the Bill King Suite. You're all invited there, too. It's a big suite, so don't worry about space. Big suite. It's not like a typical hotel room. It's a big, spacious, might as well call it an apartment. It is just beautiful, and it overlooks the city, and it's right for the event. It is perfect for the event. I was looking. There have been games we talked about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tonight, you've got North Carolina Pitt. And that game, Central Time now. We're on Central Time in the 615. That game is at 7. And there's a game that precedes that, not the same channel. And that is Buffalo and the Kent State Golden Flashes. So a couple games actually tonight. A couple games tomorrow night too. But those are what's on tap if you're... If you're in the college football, just got to get games. I got to see games. Then you've got a couple tonight. I'll ask Rob a little bit later, is there a play in any of these games? He said last night in those games he didn't like them. He didn't like as far as any kind of play in those games, but tonight we'll see. We'll see. Oh, Brad will be with us, bradpowersports.com, tomorrow. What are we kicking around this morning? Yeah, Tennessee is off. No. Tennessee is the red hot, the Jeremy Pruitt red hot Vols are off. And they get back at it next weekend, next Saturday, as they travel to Missouri. Oh, yeah. Poo-poo's got them going. Skull Can's got them going. No, no, yeah. Notre Dame plays Navy, a good Navy team. Yeah, very good Ken Niumatalola team. Buckeye Brenda says, Bill, I'm still pissed about the two-game suspension handed down by Emmert and company. Hashtag chase for Heisman. Well, he's not going to win the Heisman. That doesn't mean he's not the best player. It just means that's a quarterback award. Whether it's right or wrong, that's what it's morphed into. And right now, a former Buckeye. Now, think about this. It still involves a Buckeye who plays at LSU. Joe Burrow. You had to go today. Joe Burrow would be the winner. Oh, you know what? That also reminds me. I got some correspondence from the Heisman Trust. Yes. And here is how it is sent to me. Is it sent to me like this every year? I don't remember. I don't think so. But Tim Henning from the Heisman Trust sends me a letter. And I think this is sent to all the voters, not just me. But it's how it's addressed, though. Dear Bill, hope you're enjoying the football season. It's hard to believe we're just a few weeks out on announcing the newest winner of the Heisman Memorial Trophy. And it's a long paragraph after paragraph, just boilerplate stuff. Yes, boilerplate. Anyways, it sent to me, Bill King, Sirius XM Radio. Yes. I don't know if they're going by the ESPN description or what. Yes, that's how it's sent to me. Bill King, Sports, Sirius XM Radio. That's how it's sent. I don't know if somebody at ESPN said, do that. That really kind of pokes him in the gut when you do that or what. But that's how it was sent to me. That's okay. I appreciate having a vote. Either way. So, apparently Tim here either doesn't know where I'm at or it's just boilerplate and he's just going by what's on the list. I don't know. Kent in Huntsville on Twitter this morning. Bill, the SEC basically looks like the Big 12 now. Offenses taking over. Will the media slander SEC defenses the same way they ripped the Big 12? Probably not, says Kent. Well, not, because the Big 12's not close to being as good as the SEC. It's not a good comparison. The SEC is the dominant conference in college sports, but in college football, because college football rules. Everything lines up behind college football. I don't care what sport you've got. And the most popularity, the most interest, the most passion resides in the Southeast, the SEC. Not the ACC, the SEC. That's just the way it is. Now, next in line would be the Big Ten. Big Ten's right up there, too. But number one is the SEC. The problem the Big Ten has is you've got so much pro football popularity in your areas that it doesn't stand out like it does down in the South. And there's a lot of pro football popularity in the South, too. But college football is a day-to-day passion that is unprecedented in the South. WV on Twitter this morning. Bill, as the storylines wind down in college football, the next big one is going to be Joe Burrow versus the state of Ohio and Ohio State. I was on in Arkansas yesterday. Oh, yeah, I got to remind you. I made a lot of people mad yesterday, too. I was on in Arkansas, and they said, what game are you most looking forward to? And I said probably LSU, Ohio State, because of Joe Burrow versus the Bucs. And the Bucs have an outstanding team. I think the most complete team I've seen today would be the Bucs. But that storyline, Burrow, they said, what about Tua versus Hurts? No, no, not compared to that one. Tua versus Hurts would be interesting. I don't think that matchup is even likely. But, yeah, that would be interesting, yeah. But it's not on the level of Burrow versus Ohio State now. No. That one has supplanted Tua versus Hurts. That one has usurped Tua versus Hurts. So that's the one. I'm on in Arkansas. I do a show there every Wednesday in the afternoon, early afternoon. And Ty Richardson, who used to be at the station, who's from Arkansas, went to Arkansas, is now back there doing a show. He moved back close to home, and he's got a show. And they asked me just about Arkansas football. They just ran off Chad Morris, 22 games in. He didn't even make it to the end of year two. A guy I like, Chad Morris, but obviously they were an awful football team. They were just asking me my opinion. I said, look, here's the deal. You get behind in the SEC West, the best division in college football, and you're not a brand that's really sexy anymore. It's hard to catch up. You could bring back Vince Lombardi and Bear Bryant. Bring them back. Yeah, the football gods say, you know what? I'm gonna grant a rare exception. We're going to take two guys who have passed away. We're bringing them back. I know that's not ever heard of, but we're going to do it for the sake of college football because we know the popularity of college football. We'll bring them back. We're going to make them co-head coaches at Arkansas. I think they'd have a tough time winning. I think it would be a struggle. And I said, Arkansas is a brand that's really not recognizable anymore. It's not an attractive brand anymore. So the radio station puts my quotes on Twitter, which I said it. That's fair game. Yeah, I said it. They put it out there and people, who do you think you are? At what point does your opinion matter, Bill? I got a lot of that yesterday. Oh, they came at me, baby. The Twitter mob, the tribalism on Twitter, they came after me big time. And did I care? Well, no, not at all. If you're going to do the show and you're going to have opinions, then people are going to come after you when they don't like your opinion. That's fine. That is fine. L Dog, and we'll get the break here, sent out a tweet last night. He saw, I don't know if it was where he was or if it was just a picture he grabbed, but said, Bill, what about this? Any of this at commitments? And it was a picture of lots of Pabst Blue Ribbon cases of beer. Bill, we're going to have a lot of this at commitments. My reply was no. Music City Todd, last year, he ordered the good stuff. No PBR. Not trying to be disparaging to PBR. I'm just saying no, no, no. Music City Todd had the good stuff. Music City Todd does not try and get by on the cheap. No, no, no. It was the good stuff. There was brands I couldn't even pronounce, and I'm a wordsmith person, right? You could just tell. It was the good stuff. Not the old PBR. No, no, no. Here's what we'll do. Let's get the first break. Landry, as in Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com's coming up, top of hour two, the brilliant football mind. If you have any questions for him, just post them on Twitter, and I will pass them along to him. He's got the college coverage. He's got the pro coverage. He's got the podcast. He is all football encompassing. Go to LandryFootball.com. Check that out. Okay, we'll get the break coming right back. Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni, Nashville. Hotel.
Well, good morning. The big story, of course, is up north on this crash that's had the interstate closed for quite some time, and it still is here on 65 northbound at Long Hollow Pike. Again, give yourself extra travel time. You're headed north of the city. Southbound is where the heaviest flow of traffic is. There's some rubbernecking going on for sure as the southbound lanes start to slow down now here on 65 south at Long Hollow Pike, but the northbound lanes remain closed. You're just going to have to give yourself extra time. They're working at Rec 40 eastbound near exit 192. You'll see that as you come in from Dixon County. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline ticket smart fare. Save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544.
It may not require a textbook,
I'm Commander Chuck,
but it's filled with
driver.
Valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You know when you gotta be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't wanna do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric. What are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. You know, there's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation. 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Denny Hamlin takes home the win, his sixth of the season at Phoenix this past weekend, rocketing himself into the Final Four championship race at Homestead Miami Speedway this coming weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, the same place Denny does.
Hi, this is Denny Hamlin. I get my NASCAR news on The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Right there by the Omni, about a block away from the Omni. That'll be tomorrow, Friday. And I'll have 7 to 9. It's an abbreviated version because the doors don't open until, actually don't open until 7:30. We can get in at 7 and start the show. So Crazy Charlie will program hour one accordingly. John on Twitter. Bill, Georgia-Auburn is the Deep South's oldest rivalry. First game was February 20th, 1892. It was in Piedmont Park in Atlanta. Auburn took a 10-0 victory behind two Richard Dutch Dorsey touchdown runs. February 20th, 1892. More info on the game, Bill, from John. The admission to get in the game was 50 cents. That's right. 50 cents. So back then, if you would have gone to PrimoSeats.com in 1892. Probably no internet back then, I'm guessing. Probably no internet. But if you would have been able to, you could have gotten tickets for 50 cents. Total gate receipts were $800 in 1892 for that game. And then it shows a picture of the game. Pretty cool. The oldest rivalry in the Deep South, Auburn and Georgia. That's good history stuff right there now. I tell you what, that game is, many years that game's unpredictable. And many years when you're on the road, it doesn't really matter. It goes either way. Now Georgia's got the better personnel top to bottom. Offensively, Georgia still has their moments where they struggle. Obviously, you've got a very stacked Auburn defensive front that's loaded with talent. Allen in Tampa, who's been working down in South Beach, links a tweet here from something called The Source. And here's, now again, this is not accurate, but I'll read it. Don't, this is not news. Florida State has hired Bob Stoops to be the 14th coach in school history. Contract was signed last night, 5 years, $40 million. Ink is dry and could be announced soon. I don't believe it. Yeah, I don't. If that happens, if that's true, or that individual story is true, I'll come on these airwaves and say I doubted it. And they did it. No way I believe that. No way. No. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, you should tell the Heisman committee that you are through with them after that disrespect. You know what? I'm so used to it, I just thought I'd pass it along to you guys. Doesn't even matter. Now, when ESPN repeatedly played that call from Josh a couple of years ago and had me with SiriusXM, which, again, there's nothing wrong with that other than it's not accurate. I mean, that was a little – now, that did kind of irk me a little bit. That did, but this, you know, whatever. I'll get over it. Just saying. Coach Marshall, who was at commitments last year and will be back this year. Bill, Bob from Aliquippa will call in today to set up a GoFundMe page to bring James Franklin back to the 615. Bill will take it back at a heartbeat. Well, yeah. Heck yeah, you would. Yeah, James Franklin is at his dream job, but I understand. Jeff, another Jeff, says Bill and Coach James Franklin would not come back in a million years. No, he's back home. And James liked it here, but we all understood that here's the harsh reality, everybody. If you come to the 615, where, what, 80 to 100 people move in here every day. It's this place is exploding. The 615 is one of the hottest cities anywhere, wherever. Okay? Just is. But if you come in here to coach college football, Vanderbilt, and you have an ounce of success, you're getting the hell out of here. You don't give a rip whether Bill King thinks Wilco's the place to be or not. You're getting out. You're not sticking around. That's just the truth. The harsh reality of it. You're not staying around here. You're going to a place where you can sustain success. You cannot sustain success here coaching college football at Vanderbilt. You just can't. It's not possible. Vanderbilt doesn't understand college football. Let me rephrase that. They don't want to understand. Vanderbilt is above all this. And And they will bring in a new guy every so often who's going to say, oh, let's rally the troops. I'm here, everybody. I understand. I am the difference. I'll get it done. I really care. And then a few years down the road, he disappears. That's the way this works. He realizes behind the scenes what he's battling, and he says, you know what? I don't need this. Goodbye. Who was the guy? Oh, boy. You Vandy fans. It was the Paul Houlihan DiNardo era, and they had a really bad PR problem. Even though DiNardo had the football team playing pretty well. Now, his last game was a 65-0 loss to Tennessee, and then he took the LSU job. But in general, Jerry did a good job here. But PR-wise, it was a disaster. They came in here and basically flipped the bird at everybody. He and Paul Houlihan. Houlihan was the AD. And like I've told you, Jerry's recruiting coordinator was Rick George, who was now the athletic director at Colorado. I like Rick. Like Jerry. But back then, man, it was very polarizing. And a very popular coach who now was on the station with Plaster, Watson Brown, was fired. And that didn't go over well. And anyways, they hired a guy. Now, they had the sports information department and all that just like today. But they hired a guy to come in and basically be – they hired an extra guy to just come in and be a spin doctor. But what was it, Kevin something? I don't remember. He was only here maybe a year or two, and then he faded away. Who was that guy? Anybody remember his name? I got to know him. It's been so long, I don't remember. I can visualize him. Any of you Vandy fans remember? Yeah, they hired him just to be a come in and clean up whatever DiNardo and Houlihan do to make people mad. He would come in and sweep up after them. What was it? Oh. Well, we called him the spin doctor. Because that's what he was. And you know what? He wasn't a bad guy. He had the thankless job to come in and try and clean up the mess. Because these guys were always making people mad. PR-wise, it was an absolute catastrophe. Despite most of the time DiNardo putting on a pretty good display of football. By Vanderbilt standards, let's say. Which is, you know, that's a low... That's a low bar, I understand. Allen in Tampa will get the break. Bill, so what channel are you on with Sirius? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. I just know the Heisman Trust sent me my letter. I get a letter from them every year. I've been voting for I don't know how long. I don't recall it saying SiriusXM. Maybe they added that. That is an interesting little anecdote. I'll explain that to you when we come back. Hey, Chris Landry coming up. Top of hour number two, LandryFootball.com. The brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. That's in about 30 minutes. Goggin Cold Hall, Wilco Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Of course, it's still closed here. We're looking at it live here on 65 northbound at Long Hollow Pike. What a mess when this truck overturned earlier this morning with a lot of fuel. It's carrying over 200 gallons of fuel. So this thing's going to be out here for a little longer. So listen up. 65 northbound still shut down here at Long Hollow Pike. And of course, the heaviest flow is coming southbound. Everybody's slowing down to Rubberneck. There's a minor wreck on 65 south at the north loop, still finishing up that wreck out west on 40 eastbound out around the 192 mile marker. You'll see that coming in from Dixon County. Hey, if you're in a bind needing cash, Choice Cash has a way for you to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable affordable prices, and Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And now, American Veterans United Heating and Air is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This safety tip is courtesy of veteran-owned and operated AVU Heating and Air, a third-generation heating and cooling company. When it comes to the very best in residential heating and cooling, trust the name we trust, AVU Heating and Air, giving 15% off to all veterans. Call 931-842-5392. That's 931-842-5392. AVU Heating and Air, they're people who care. Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Hey, tomorrow we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. If you happen to be around and you want to come by and hang out, do. That's where we'll be. Love to see you. Commitment's coming up December the 18th. That's a 5-hour show from 6 until 11. You are all invited. We'll get you a special rate at the Omni if you need a room. If you just want to drive in and leave after the show, that's fine too. I mean, do whatever you got to do. Love to have you there, though. Night before, we'll have a get-together in the Bill King Suite. Want you there. You're all invited. It's a big suite now. Huge place. So plenty of room for all of you. Bring anybody you want. Don't need a special invite. Back to Alan from Tampa. Been working down in South Beach. Bill, what channel are you on with Sirius? That's interesting. When I said it brought back memories, when I said, well, I don't really know. But I've told you this before. When we were there, and they changed channels all the time. I think Crazy Charlie was 91 the channel when we left. I know we'd been there a little bit.
Correct.
Yeah, it was 91. Was 91 Charlie the only channel you were part of, or were you part of something
jumping around? Yes, started and finished on 91.
It was only 91?
Yeah, okay. For me.
Well, before Crazy Charlie joined up, we would be on a certain channel, and then all of a sudden we just find out we were on another channel. Not on that channel anymore. Nobody would send a memo. Nobody would call you. No communication at all. You just, hey, Bill, I found you on, and I'm just making up a number, 134. I also told you this. In the beginning, it was not Sirius XM. It was Sirius, and then XM was the competitor. They were totally separate. They were not connected. It was satellite radio, But they were enemies, and we were on Sirius. And then you had XM. Well, early on, during the time when radio or the economy was tanking, there was talk that Sirius was about to fold. Bankrupt, everything else. And there were a few days where we just didn't know. I mean, you just didn't know. You just go to work and maybe somebody will say something. But, and finally there was somebody, a big investor came in and wrote a big check and saved the day, and then the economy got better. But we had a meeting, okay, and it was a teleconference. So we did have this meeting. Very little communication, but here was the meeting. We're on a teleconference, and SiriusXM are going to join forces. They're going to merge. But they can't exist together as competitors. They've got to merge. And we were talking about that, and we were going to now be on Sirius and XM, which would at least double the audience. So we were excited about that. That was good news. And then we never really heard back about when, or we weren't given a date. There was not a, hey, on this particular Monday, the merger is complete, you're on both. No communication at all. So I'm just doing the show one day. I don't even remember the day. Just one day. And I start getting calls and messages. Bill, I'm getting you on XM. Oh, okay. That's good news. So back to Alan. I don't know what channel we're on. Probably, I don't think we're on, but but that's what happened. Literally, nobody ever sent an email. Now, Twitter was not a thing. No email, no call, no correspondence. Just, oh, hey, Bill, what's up? I'm getting you over here now, too. Those were the days, man. Those were some days. No camp up in the Chicago area. DeKalb, Illinois, says, Bill, seen someone said a private jet from Tally to Dallas was tracked and believed to have Thrasher and Colbert on it to have BGB sign the deal. Who's BGB? Who am I leaving out here? Jim and Jupiter. Bill, you made the right decision to ride with Stern. The whole industry owes what it has because of him. Well, you know, here's what's interesting about that, too. A lot of people like Jeff in Chicago and others said, Bill, I found you because I joined up for Stern. Because, I mean, he was the big, obviously, he's the big kahuna. And then they would peruse the channels and they found this show and they, oh, wow, the college football, I got to do this. So we found a lot of you folks because of that, for sure. Yeah, for sure. But here's the other thing. In the early days, we would get prank calls from his audience. Yeah, it'd be a typical show, and I'd be taking calls or something, and we'll go to Larry in St. Paul, Minnesota, something like that. And it'd be a guy, hey, Bill, love the show, and then he'd say something just off the rails, right? One time, one of them, here's what they were doing for a little bit. Somebody would call in. It was a name and city that we didn't really recognize because, you don't know, who knows who's calling in. And they'd say, hey, Bill, good show. Guess what? And then he would say, and he would name a coach. Coach so-and-so, is Bill a pedophile? Hang up. That went on for a while. That was from the Stern audience. They targeted us. Now, it was infrequent, but it would happen. And they got us every time. Oh, Big Game Bob. Yeah. BGB is Big Game Bob. I'm sorry. I was looking for, like, BS Bob Stoops. Yeah, okay. Big Game Bob. I will tell you again, Noel fans, I think this Big Game Bob fantasy is like the Chucky fantasy for Tennessee. I think it's purely that. I don't believe it. Again, I will be, I'm totally prepared to come on this show and say, guess what, guys? You had it. I did not believe it. Here he is. I do not believe that at all. I don't. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, I miss the days when you would go on the Scott Farrell show. People would be in shock to know what that show was like. But you never did cuss. Well, and Farrell's back with, what, CBS or something? He's not on. He was part of the Stern network. What is it, Howard 101 or Howard 100? Whatever it is. But, and it was in late, it was an evening. Scott Farrell's known for his evening shows. And so his producer would call me and say, can you do the Farrell show? And then he would remind me, hey, we encourage cussing. Yeah, I mean, it's instead of terrestrial radio like we're used to, meaning there's limits and boundaries. You can't just come on here and start getting all potty mouth, right? You just can't. That's the way we grew up. Charlie grew up that same way I did. You know the places where you can use that kind of language. You know the places where you can't. That's what I was taught. And your mind, you don't even have to think about it. Your mind is programmed that way. It's just natural. I don't come on this show and at any point think, okay, better watch it. Can't use the F-bomb here. I just know that. You just can't. It's, but on that particular medium, there are no rules. And the filthier, the better. And they would remind me of that. Now, I still wouldn't come on and do it because I'm just not, that's not the way I'm wired. I can't just flip the switch and start being Mr. Sailor drunk on leave guy who's got potty mouth. I just couldn't. But Farrell, when he would introduce me, every other word was MF, GD, S word, whatever, all of them. And it was just normal. I mean, now, for me, it didn't feel normal because I'm just not used to that. That'd be like, I'm going to tell you what that's like. This might not be a good example, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. That'd be like all of a sudden your church holding a meeting and saying, you know what, cussing during church here in the chapel is totally okay. It's I'm telling you, folks, don't. I've cleared it. It's normal. Cuss all you want. Use all the language you want right here in church. Now, again, maybe that's not the best example, but that's what it feels like to me because growing up in radio, well, I didn't grow up in radio, but doing the show for the years I've done it, you just know there are things you can't, there's words you can't use. You just can't in terrestrial radio. So it always felt odd to me. But now, when I watch these podcasts, and I don't get to watch much, but a Joe Rogan, who's probably the most popular out there, or some of the clips from the Stern Show, I'll see on Facebook, every other word's, you know, MFGD, or a sexual connotation. It's just normal. It still doesn't feel normal to me, probably never will, but it's normal. In that world, it's very, very normal. Okay, here's what we'll do. Let's get one more break here. Hour number one, Chris Landry coming up, LandryFootball.com. Tomorrow, we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster, a block away, as Crazy Charlie would tell you, from the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. It remains shut down here on 65 northbound at Long Hollow Pike on this 18-wheeler crash that happened earlier this morning. It leaked out quite a bit of fuel, over 200 gallons from what we understand. Nobody's going anywhere. It's just at a complete standstill here as we look at it live here on 65 northbound at Long Hollow Pike. Yes, it's heavy southbound. It's crazy slow right now going through Kingston Springs as they work an accident on 40 eastbound at the 192-mile marker. Coming in from Dixon County is a bit of a struggle right now. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart Fares save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2544. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Atlanta Falcons are a 5.5-point road underdog of the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Atlanta has won and covered the spread in 3 straight over the Panthers in 6 of the last 7 meetings. The total, 49.5. Carolina 7-3 to the over in their last 10 dating back to last season. Thursday night football today, the Browns are a 3-point home favorite against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Vanderbilt at home against Kentucky Saturday. The Wildcats are a 10.5-point road favorite. The total, 41.5. Atlanta Hawks are a 7-point road dog of the Phoenix Suns today. The total, 227.5. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, the most romantic steakhouse in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast, mostly sunny for this morning. Your high this afternoon, 50. Overnight, cloudy with a low of 27 and sunny on Friday with a high of 48, a high of 51 on Saturday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Tomorrow we'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Crazy Charlie, will you be there? Yeah, I don't either. I just know I'm supposed to be there. We'll figure it out. Anyways, we'll get a few calls. Yeah, that's true. Alan in Tampa, occasionally in South Beach. What's up, Alan?
Oh, man, it's a gloomy day. It's 74 minutes.
You're down. Now, are you still in South Beach?
Yeah, we get out of here today.
You finish up?
Yeah, we'll finish up around lunchtime. They say, you know what they say, the best part about going to Miami is leaving.
Is that right? See, I don't know the politics of that. That's okay.
I can't.
I usually stay in Fort Lauderdale, but that's close by.
Yeah, I can't stand it down here. Nobody speaks English. It's a nightmare. I got a truck driver sitting here. I'm trying to load with concrete, and he don't speak English. I don't speak Spanish, and we're playing charades.
Now, when you do work down there, are you working? Does the city hire you, or is it a local independent contractor?
No, I work for a developer. These jobs I do down here, I won't come down here unless it's an existing customer. And the people I work for down here are out of New York City. They're an investment firm, and they build hotels, and they buy properties, and we come knock down whatever's there. If there's contamination, we dig it up, and we clear the property, and they're going to build a hotel here.
So you know you're being dealt with on the up and up, because if you deal with somebody you don't know down there, you're probably not getting paid, right?
That's why I don't do it, because you're right. You won't get paid. 100% right.
Yeah, I've always
getting
wondered
paid
that.
Is the hardest part of business.
It is?
Very hard. That's the hardest. Doing the work is easy. Getting it's easy. Getting paid is tough.
I bet. So what's up?
I had a guy one time owe me 10 grand. For like 4 months, and I went to his office on a Friday, so I want my money. Well, he's not here. So I sat in the chair about 1 o'clock. So 5 o'clock comes in, I said, we're leaving for the day. You have to leave. I said, I ain't going nowhere to get my money. Well, we're leaving. I said, well, I'll see you when you get back. I'm not leaving here. I'm not going anywhere. We're calling the sheriff. I said, call him. I don't care. I don't care what you do. I want my money. And the guy paid me, and I left.
Boy, yeah. It's tough, man. Tough out there.
Yeah, man. That's how I found you, though. I got Stern because of I got serious because of Stern. But my thing was, my one truck had serious. My other truck was a GMC. It had XM, so I had to go back and forth. But that's how I got you. I remember when your last day, we were digging up a golf course in Orlando, and you were coming on at 5, and you were coming at 6, and you said, I had enough. This is it. I'm done. I had enough of this crap. That was your last day.
I vaguely remember that day, too.
I tell you a funny story about the church and the construction cutting. My wife used to teach private school at a church, and I had to get my guys CPR, you know, the CPR stuff certified. So her
right.
church was school was doing it. I said, well, can I bring them? But, yeah, they have to behave themselves. So I was all right. So I take these four stooges I got with me. We go down there. I'm telling them, you can't cuss, because construction sites are rough. You can't cuss, you can't cuss, you can't cuss. Yes, sir. Yes, boss. We got it. Go in there. And they were good. We go out for a break down to the mannequin, you know. We come back in. They put a hat on the mannequin, stuck a cigarette in his mouth. I'm like, I can't leave these guys for 5 minutes, man. It's like running a nursery school. And the Bob Stoops thing, I think, is real now. I'm just telling you, I think it's real.
I am willing to come on these airwaves, Alan, and completely say, "Hey, you guys got me."
I bet you lunch.
That he gets hired.
He gets hired. He gets hired. You buy me lunch. He doesn't. I buy you lunch anywhere you want to go.
All right.
The best.
Yep. Now, who's footing the bill here? The Spanx lady don't write checks for sports.
Well, I got a text last night from somebody. I don't want to say who it is. Supposedly there's some high roller, big dollar, big dog donor that's going to point down $200 million. And that's what they're going to use that money for, that and for the football-only facility, which Judy Dunlap donated $75 million to that last year. So, I mean, we'll see. But my son tracks all this stuff. I don't know how he does it. Supposedly, there was a private jet left Tallahassee last night and went to Dallas.
Yeah, that's
like,
been...
like cops and robbers, you know.
That's been tweeted to me many times this morning. Oh, well, a couple times this morning.
It's like cops and robbers, though, you know. It's like some guys hiding behind a tree watching what somebody else is doing. It's actually kind of comical in a way.
Big game, Bob, going to be moving to Tally. I'm incredulous over that.
I'm like you. I believe it when I see it, but I'm more optimistic now than I was a few days ago. You know?
Right.
I'll put it that way.
It suspiciously sounds, Alan, like Vol fans waiting at McGee-Tyson Airport, Tyson McGee, whatever they call it up in Alcoa, Maryville, waiting for Chucky to show up with orange on.
I agree with you. I mean, listen, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't surprise me any. In worst case scenario, I'll get to buy you lunch. That's not a bad thing.
no worries, man. We'll
have a great day, buddy.
All right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, Brenda and Aliquippa Bob, you guys, if you guys could hang tight, if I put you on here, you'd only have a couple seconds, and you folks have things to say. So... I tell you what, Crazy Charlie, we'd probably get them in with Chris, couldn't we? Probably. Probably bleed them in that way. Yeah, we'll do that. Hang tight. We'll pull you in with Chris, and you can whatever you got. It'll be college football oriented, I know. So we will we'll do that. We'll do that. Anyways, hour two is coming up on the other side. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will be with us. He is always very meticulously informative. Brilliant football mind. We'll talk about LSU, Alabama, and all these other matchups. Georgia and Auburn coming up. Oklahoma, Baylor, some pretty good matchups on the horizon. Looking forward to that. 615-844-5600. Thursday edition. Goggin Cold Hall, Wilco Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.